Order. We begin today with speeches to mark Her Majesty the Queen becoming our longest-serving monarch. The Prime Minister.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, today Her Majesty the Queen becomes the country's longest reigning monarch. And it is, of course, typical of her selfless sense of service that she would have us treat this day just like any other. But, Mr. Speaker, while I rarely advocate disobeying Her Majesty, least of all in her own Parliament, I do think it's right that today we should stop and take a moment as a nation to mark this historic milestone and to thank Her Majesty for the extraordinary service that she's given to our country over more than six decades. Yeah, yeah. Mr. Speaker, Her Majesty the Queen inspires us all with her incredible service, her dignified leadership, and the extraordinary grace with which she carries out her duties. And I'd like to say a word about each. Mr. Speaker, on her 21st birthday, in a radio broadcast from Cape Town, over 4 years before she would accede to the throne, the then Princess dedicated her life to the service of the Commonwealth, saying, and I quote, "I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service." It is one thing for a 21-year-old to utter those inspiring words. It is another to live by them for more than 60 years. Yeah. For all of us in this chamber who seek to play our part in public service, it is truly humbling to comprehend the scale of service that Her Majesty the Queen has given this country. Mr. Speaker, the reign of Queen Elizabeth has been a golden thread running through three post-war generations, and she's presided over more than two-thirds of our history as a full democracy, with everyone being able to vote. Turning to her leadership, Her Majesty exemplifies the unique combination of tradition and progress that has come to define us as a nation. She's been a rock of stability in an era in which our country has changed so much, providing an enduring focal point for all her people. But she has also recognised the need to embrace change. As she said in an address to both Houses of Parliament back on her Golden Jubilee in 2002, "For if a Jubilee becomes a moment to define an age, then for me we must speak of change. Change has become a constant. Managing it has become an expanding discipline. The way we embrace it defines our future." Her Majesty's contribution to shaping the future of the Commonwealth has been particularly extraordinary. Some doubted whether this organisation would succeed, but she has assiduously supported it, growing it from just 7 members in 1952 to 53 today. She has played the leading role in building a unique family of nations that spans every continent, all the main religions, and nearly a third of the world's population. She's held in deep affection by leaders around the world, and even ardent Republicans fall under her spell. Mr. Speaker, throughout her long service, the Queen has carried herself with an extraordinary grace and presence. She's led a gentle evolution of our monarchy, bringing it closer to the people while maintaining its dignity. She pioneered the first televised Christmas Day message over 30 years before we allowed cameras into this house. She opened up the royal collection and palaces, and she invented the royal walkabout so she could meet more people on her visits. People who meet the Queen often talk about it for the rest of their lives. And I'm sure that I speak for all of my 11 predecessors when I say that going to see the Queen to form a government and then meeting her once a week is one of the most enjoyable, inspiring, and humbling honours of this office. Yeah.